Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shannon in the morning, getting ready for the blast off. I was just looking at that bus wreck. It's one of those double buses with the big rubber connector in the middle.
Yeah, they call it an articulated bus.
All right, it's an articulated. It's a double bus. It's like a double Dutch bus.
Yeah, with the rubber thing in the middle.
Right. Well, the rubber thing's all ripped open.
Yeah, because only the first half of the bus went over the overpass.
I bet this guy about pooped his pants.
The driver?
Yeah, the driver.
Yeah, well, he was pretty badly hurt. So I guess...
I feel bad I said that.
Well...
He lost control of the double bus. And the front of the bus went over the overpass, and it's hanging down.
Yeah, the very front bumper is touching the roadway down below. And then the rest of the bus goes up the 50 feet up to where the overpass is, and then broken open with that rubber gasket thing. And then the back half of the bus is at the top. And fortunately now they got obviously got everybody off. And then they brought cranes in, and around 6:30 this morning, with the crane, they lifted the bus back up onto the roadway. But they're still obviously working on it.
You know, this guy we know, Brian Garcia, lives right near there, and he saw the bus run off the road.
Oh.
He was a witness. I heard a big boom, a crash. I heard people from the bus screaming for help. When he got outside, he said first responders were already rescuing people from the bus. Boy, that was fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now here's the deal. If that bus would have fallen down on that roadway, part two of the bus would have fallen on part one of the bus, and then you would have had some serious injuries.
Yeah. Well, even if just the front part slammed down onto the roadway, anybody in the front part would have been really badly hurt.
The other thing is they don't have safety belts on those buses, so all those people in the front bus went tumbling down on top of the driver and the people in the front seats.
Yeah.
So it was just a mess. We got the story and the actual photograph, the initial photograph. It's scary looking.
Yeah, Patty, you can were telling see it on Twitter, too.
It reminded you of something that you saw in Jurassic 3?
Jurassic 2, Lost World. Yeah, there's this whole scene where they're obviously, they've got these research vehicles that they're going through the jungle in, and there's a giant rainstorm, and the thing goes over the side of the cliff, and it's hanging down, and you can see through the windshield, down through the research vehicle, out this glass window, all the way hundreds of feet down to the ocean crashing below, and people are inside hanging, and there's a guy that comes and he wraps a rope around the thing and he's pulling it back up, and then a dinosaur comes and eats him while he's saving their lives, but they do manage to get up, of course.
Now, Dino, what's your least favorite dinosaur gobbler? The guy in the bathroom, you said.
Yeah, the poor dude in the bathroom. He's just sitting there, right, and you know, minding his own business, and then the dinosaur eats him.
He was doing his own business.
No, that's not how it happened. But he left the little kids in the car, and he was trying to get away. He doesn't care about the kids, and he runs into this little bathroom, thatch hut bathroom, and he's hiding in there, sitting on the toilet. He's hiding.
You got to excuse me and forgive me. I haven't memorized 1, 2, and 3.
I said my kids were laughing because I've seen this thing so much with them that we can actually call out lines that are coming. you know, it's just.
Brad, have you seen the picture of the bus yet?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I followed the whole story this morning. It's fantastic. And that little wobbly bit, Scott, that you talked about, the articulated part in the middle, actually saved the bus, didn't it?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
If it was just a rigid bus, it just would have tipped over.
And right. Fallen down and then landed on its side and crashed really badly.
That's right. Yeah, but it was amazing. Just hanging there, just hanging, which is awesome. It was like a superhero movie. It was like, I think they had that in the movie Shazam about 18 months ago. Yeah, the movie Shazam, there was a bus that went off a bridge.
You're like my friend that watches Seinfeld. Everything that happens in my life when I'm with this person, you know, that's like that episode on, which episode? You know, the one where Jerry, blah, blah, blah. So you guys do it with movies. Yeah. Just like that thing from that what happened in the movie that I saw.
Oh, you'd love Shazam, Scott. That's your kind of movie, Shazam.
I've never seen Shazam. Right. Isn't that the one with the big basketball player?
No, that's...
I'm sorry. It's a different one.
Isn't that Space Jam?
Yeah, I'm thinking Space Jam. Shazam.
Whatever.
All right, Brad, stop.
Oh, my Lord.
That's enough.
Scott.
That's great. Yeah,
I'm glad Opie and Anthony are off the air.
That's all right. But Scott, I do love you guys. You've done great with Armie Hammer. What a story. Yo, he's, eating women. I became good friends with Armie as I'd interview him. Always friendly guy. I'd love to have become like his best friend.
Did he take a lunch out of you?
And he took a look at you and said, man, those ribs would be good with some barbecue sauce on them. That big bloke.
I'd love to munch that.
What a feast I would have been for him. Jeez, my goodness. But she's scary. But you know, his great-grandfather was a billionaire, Armie Hammer.
Right. Yeah, sure.
What did he do, the Armie Hammer, that bacon soda?
No, he was oil. He was in the oil business. He's in the oil business.
All right, good. This break's terrible. All right.
I love it.
Brad, I got to go. I'm getting ready to do the blast off.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Wait a minute. Blast off? Brad, he's here? What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Every time you've done it before, you used your phone and you ruined it. But now think since you got your own microphone now, that you could probably do it. So how about giving it a spin?
Scott, it's the biggest job in broadcasting, doing your blast off.
People apply on it. You got DJs from all around the country that want to do it. And today, it's you.
Oh, gee, you can't bamboozle me on this. All right, I'll give it a crack.
It's you. Get ready.
Armie Hammer? That's Armie Hammer coming for me.
Start training for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.